today on Real Radio.
And to put things in perspective real quick, this world's crazy. Let's talk about God, right? Isn't that what fellowship is? Koinonia is to gather together around our God and talk about him. What do Christians do? We eat a lot and we talk about our God.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Will You Be With Us With Him, continues a series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. Thanks for taking the time to join us today. We really appreciate your company. God called the prophet Isaiah primarily to the nation of Judah and the city of Jerusalem. God wanted Judah to turn away from their sins and return to him so that he could continue to bless them. Isaiah, by the way, is also called the evangelical prophet of the Old Testament because God used him not only to share the good news of the coming Messiah, but also to let us know what's going to happen in the last days when Christ returns. In chapter 11 of Isaiah, we learned the Messiah would be born from the line of David. Isaiah also tells us that he will have the spirit of holiness. Now, both birthrights point to one Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the second coming, Jesus will sit on the throne of David to rule and reign from Jerusalem, to divide and judge the nations. Now, in chapter 12, we'll see how Jesus will return to give the nation of Israel her glorious future, which he's always promised. So today, on day 3 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that the Lord loves his creation. He wants us to worship him not because we have to, but because we have a real relationship with him. Worshiping prepares us for eternity. Thanking him keeps us grateful. Our Savior, the Holy One of Israel, is always by our side. And now, continuing his lesson called Will You Be With Us With Him, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
The Bible tells us that if someone does not come, or if a nation, he says Egypt, for example, he says, if Egypt does not come up and worship me during that time, at the yearly assembling of worship, he says, then they're not going to get any rain. Could that be what's wrong with California? Should Sacramento call a praise and worship service? Yes. Well, I mean, they should, but I don't know if it would go over very well. You got to believe in him to have a worship service, but he says, I'm near to you. Just call upon me. What does the Bible say about that? If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for us and rose again from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. You call upon him. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 6, I believe it is, going by memory here, that's always scary. He says, now's the acceptable time. Today's the day of salvation. Call upon him. Well, you can. He is salvation. It's his name. We know him. We know him by his name. That we get to call him Father. He says, I mean, that's one thing. Are you guys with me? Yeah. The eternal God of the universe, the one and only, says, call me Father. By the way, the Bible says this. Oh, I know I sound like I'm beating people up tonight. I don't mean to, but where the truth is need to be declared, I got to declare it. The Bible says call nobody in a religious context. In a religious context. If your kids call you Father, that's totally cool. But in a religious setting, Jesus said, call no man Father on earth, for there is only one Father, and he's your Father in heaven. That's a strong statement, is it not? The shock of shocks that the creator of the universe would say, call me Father. You know, that was not our idea. It was his idea. Jesus said, I call you friends. Wow. Next, verse 4. We who know him by his name is he who has done wonders. He's done wonders. It says, declare his deeds among the peoples. The word is nations, really. Declare his deeds. You know, listen, this is amazing. The word deeds pretty much means what you think it means. It means things that he's done exploits of God. But the word, the Hebrew word actually means, this is cool, the word means his inventions. His inventions. So what does that mean? Well, it's not like, you know, the invention of the light bulb or the invention of the combustible engine. That's not what we're talking about. His inventions, when you read it in context regarding why or how we should praise him because of his inventions, it means things like this, things that are not of human engineering. In other words, when you see, and I'm not being silly when I say this, when we slow down and watch how a hummingbird flies, you should praise the Lord. When you see the Grand Canyon, you should praise the Lord. When you see a cloud, go figure that out. Now, I know scientifically we can figure it out because science tells us how things work. Then that's cool. That's, by the way, any science majors in here or any, you know, engineers, this will keep you up all night. Science can only tell us how things work. If you're a doctor, you appreciate that. If you're a rocket scientist, you appreciate that. Science only tells us how things work. They cannot tell us why it works or why it exists. They only tell us how, science only tells us how it works. It can never tell us why it exists. So, when a cloud goes by, we know scientifically that the water that is in that cloud is the same volume that's going to hit the ground, but it's in vapor form. Then how can something that floats by cause a flood? Awesome are his wonders. He takes water up out of the sea, which is salty, pulls up fresh water, floats it for thousands of miles, passes right past California, and drops it on Colorado. Right? How would you imagine if you were given the task to transport billions of cubic feet of water? Well, we would have to make a pipeline. God says, we'll just float it over there. Isn't that neat? When we stop, we don't stop enough. To think of, I won't embarrass him, but there's an airline pilot sitting close to me right now. To think that that big piece of metal that he pushes across the sky is sitting on molecules of air. You say, I'm so scared, it's just hanging up there, we're gonna fall. If you could see the amount of molecules that thing is sitting on, it's pretty impressive. The wings are sitting on air. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Is that fun? We know him who's done this, you know. He's our God. Next. We who know him by his name is he who is mighty. The word is to make mention that his name is exalted, that he's mighty. His name, he is mighty, he's exalted. There's none like him. He is the mighty God. The word exalted means that we make mention of his name. It means that we talk because he is the God that is almighty. When we talk, we are actually, and I know this is true. You guys do this all the time, and we have to keep doing it. That verse means that when we speak of him, we're to boast about him. Isn't that interesting? Because we think boasting is a sin. And it sure is when we're talking about ourselves. That's sick. That is narcissistic weirdness. But as redeemed sinners that we are, when we think about him, we just rejoice and exalt his name in our conversation. Warning, I go by memory again. I think it's Malachi 3:16 or Malachi 3:15. I'm real close. That says that the Lord heard from heaven of those who are called by his name. He heard from heaven that they were talking about him. And he wrote down what they were speaking of in his book of remembrance. How cool is that? Did you talk about God recently? Lord, that's amazing. Write that down. Gabriel, let's get that written down. Lord, we love you. Write that down too. Is he writing down the praise that we just gave him tonight? According to Malachi, did somebody look? 16? All right. Hey, at my age, that's a triumph, ladies and gentlemen. He writes it down. We need to talk more about him. And to put things in perspective real quick, this world's crazy. Let's talk about God, right? Isn't that what fellowship is? Koinonia is to gather together around our God. Talk about him. What do Christians do? We eat a lot and we talk about our God. Maybe you're not a Christian here tonight. And you guys were saying, oh, praise the Lord. Oh, isn't God good? And yeah. But you don't get that, do you? You need to just slow down. Hey, did you catch the moon Monday night? Yes. Wasn't that amazingly beautiful? It's kind of brown more than, it wasn't so red. It was kind of brown, but it was cool looking. Beautiful. We boast in him. Next, verse 5. We who know him by his name is he who glories over his creation. I like this. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. This word, excellent things, it's only one word in Hebrew. It takes two English words, excellent things. It's one word in Hebrew, and it means this. Are you ready? This is what it means. Loud. Say, this church is too loud. We're just getting warmed up, ladies and gentlemen. It means loud, raging, massive, grand, majestic. So sing to the Lord, for he has done loud things, raging things, massive things, grand things, majestic things. And guess what? This is known in all the earth. God has put it in the human heart. Romans chapter 1 says that God is the creator of all creation. Colossians chapter 1 says that all of creation has been created by Jesus Christ himself, and it is held together by him. He glories over his creation. God loves. Remember the days of creation? He loved it. You guys, seriously, we're wound too tight. We're wound too tight. God thinks that giraffes are amazing. Seriously. He thinks they're amazing. I could take them or leave them. I don't really care. They're not my big thing when I go to the zoo. It's like, it's a cool little giraffes. I don't really care. They're just not that. He likes them. I don't like snakes. I don't know. Maybe he likes them. I don't know. I like the bird department at the zoo. That's cool. Or what about the whales? That's pretty awesome. He loves that stuff. I don't like, no monkeys. They stink, they get in your lunch, they're terrible, monkeys. But he loves monkeys. He likes all that stuff. He sets up Adam, right, in the garden, and he says, okay, Adam, I want you to give names to the animals. Think of that. And it's cool, because Adam sees hippopotamus. And you know what the word means? Yeah? It means water horse. Oh, he's thinking, man, it's like the horse, the thing that just ran by a minute ago. I call horse, but this thing goes in the water and it runs on the bottom of the lake. Have you seen a hippo do that with the camera? Go to YouTube, not now. They run on the bottom of the lake, or river. So Adam goes, water horse. I don't know how he got platypus. That's a weird animal. God likes it. I think God did that to freak out evolutionists. We're going to throw in a platypus. It's going to have a beaver with a duck bill on it, and it's going to lay eggs with a beaver tail. Doesn't it have a beaver tail? Duck face, beaver rear end, lays eggs, has claws in the back, and like, I don't know, it's got something. Warm-blooded, Michael says. That's amazing. God says, I'm just going to do that. Just mess people up. Isn't that fun? He done that massive. He does these majestic things. Wow. Light, the sunrise, and the light goes across the landscape and it pushes the darkness away. Light measured in dBs, frequency pushing darkness away. Light's coming. Darkness always has to bow, by the way, darkness always bows in the presence of light. Isn't that amazing? He did that. He did that. We who know him by his name, next, is he who is worthy of our worship. Cry out and shout, O habitation, or inhabitant of Zion. This gets people all riled up because Zion's a bad word to a lot of people. You know that? Are you a Zionist? Yeah. Have you heard that? Are you a Zionist? You better be careful how you answer that question. I'll give you a little tip. God's a Zionist. Yeah. See, what does that mean? God believes in Mount Zion. He made it. He says, it's mine. It belongs to me. When you start hearing a culture or an age say, wait, that's not what it is. You're messing with God now. He says, I've set my name upon Mount Zion. God said that. But what's fun about this is that we're to worship him. And to worship him, you got to know him. You have to know him to worship him. He doesn't say, worship me. Just bow down. You know, that's like what Nebuchadnezzar did to the children of Israel. Remember? You just bow down and worship. What are you insane? I mean, let's be honest. If we got people lined up here and said, okay, listen, you're not going to eat. We're going to starve you to death unless you say Jesus Christ is Lord. Worship him. Well, so what's the deal? If I say Jesus Christ is Lord, I can eat? Yes, that's right. Well, Jesus Christ is Lord. Okay, here's a Twinkie. Are you insane? I mean, seriously. If you don't chant this chant, we're gonna kill you. You gotta convert. Are you serious? How about it being from the heart? How about it being real? God is into it being real, not pretend. He's for real. Real worship. He's worthy of worship. I want to believe that all the worship we do, I think worship is a very important thing. I think all the worship that we're doing prepares us for eternity. Amen. And then finally, look at verse 6. We who know him by his name is he who the world will one day see. For great is the Holy One of the most reported on country, Israel. In your midst. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says prophetically that in the end, God is going to hang out in Israel and he's Israel's Holy One. Notice your Bible. The Holy One of Israel will be in your midst. The Creator of all will localize himself for 1,000 years atop Mount Zion on the throne of David, as promised in the Old Testament, the Holy One of Israel. No wonder why portions of this song are recorded again in the book of Revelation when Christ returns. Makes perfect sense. So I'm going to ask the worship team to come on out, but as they get ready, guys, I want to ask you these two questions. Will you be with us with him? Do you know his name? Guys, can you put Psalm 122 up on the screen real quick? Psalm 122, look at this. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. That's a psalm of ascent. The Bible here in the book of Isaiah prophesies that that's not only an event that Israel did partake of, it's an event that's going to happen. And if you have any doubts about that kind of stuff and the Bible being accurate and true, this is pretty cool. Guys, before we wrap it up, Psalm 85:11. Look at this, Psalm 85:11. The Bible says there that truth shall spring out of the earth. You say, what does that do to anything? I knew you would ask. Did you guys see what happened in the news recently? What that little Russian boy was digging around? By the way, the place where that guy was digging, some of us have been there digging the same little thing that guy was doing. We did that. You pay some money and you go to this national park thing, and Israel's smart. You pay, dig holes, push, pour stuff through, and if you find anything cool, we keep it. Look with this kid. Now look, truth shall spring forth from the earth. Rare 3,000-year-old King David era seal discovered by Temple Mount Sifting Project. A 10-year-old Russian volunteer boy unearths unprecedented find. It's a seal never before known, acknowledging the realm of David. A seal. It's a seal for transactions, for business, like stamping stuff. You got to read about it later, because the WAF, the Islamic police, they guard the Temple Mount, and they say, and Muslims who you know say, there was never a temple there. You guys have all made it up. I'm not joking. You've made it up. The Bible's lying when it says there was a temple there, even though there's all kinds of artifacts that have been found. But here again, the earth spits up more truth in this recent discovery. Why? Because God has set his place, and it's going to happen again, friends. One more time, Christ will be there again. Let's stand and let's close in this song of worship with all of our hearts to him. God bless you guys.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio in a message called Will You Be With Us With Him? We're so glad you took the time to spend with us today, and our hope is that all of us will be together having known Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord. Will You Be With Us With Him is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. It's a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before the day he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. You know, with Father's Day right around the corner, we've got a great gift idea for you. It's Pastor Jack's Book of the Month for June. It's called The Man God Uses by Henry and Tom Blackaby. Any man who has a desire to know and understand God's calling for his life will be encouraged by this guidebook. The Man God Uses will challenge Christian men to follow God's will in all areas of life and shows how God's power can transform an ordinary man into an extraordinary force for good. There's also a study guide for small group discussions. Again, June's Book of the Month called The Man God Uses makes a great gift for Father's Day, and it's available for purchase at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Our desire here at Real Radio is to give you the support you need to carry on your journey of faith with Christ. And there are some great ways that you can support us as well. You can like Pastor Jack's page on Facebook and be sure to tell your friends about it. You can even subscribe to Pastor Jack's YouTube channel and follow him on Instagram. So for more ways to support this ministry, check out Pastor Jack on social media. Hey, here's our phone number if you should need it. It's 877-RR-RADIO. That's a toll-free phone call. 877-777-2346. Also, here's the address. Jot this one down. P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.